Blog Talk Radio.
It's now time for Breaking Chains to Fill God's Prayer House, where prayer, praise, healing, and deliverance will take place. Join us every Tuesday as we praise the Lord and bring you the Word of God. Call in with your testimony and your prayer request at 858-357-9137 or catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio.
Praise the Lord. Pastor Roderick, if you'll make the prayer, please.
Gracious and merciful Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, as we're led of the Holy Spirit tonight, O Lord, we thank you for another glorious day that you've given us, O Lord. We thank you for life. Father God, we thank you for these airways, Father God. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for giving us all of the blessings that you blessed us with, Father God. Right now, Father God, we rebuke Satan, Father God, out of these airways, Father God. We tell him right now, Father God, to move and get out of the way, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Eternal God, we open our minds and our hearts to you this hour, Father God. Turn us on to you, Father God, and keep us tuned in to you, Father God. Even after we left this place, Father God, we pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that we stay under your wings, Father God, and you keep us covered, Father God. Father God, open our ears and our minds to Pastor Smith tonight, Father God. Touch her tonight, Father God, that she give us a good word, Father God, and we receive it in the name of Jesus, Father God. All of this we send to you right now through your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, and amen.
Praise the Lord. Sister Tamara.
Welcome all to our prayer line. I would like to give you some information on how you can reach out to us. We have a prayer line service twice a week. You can call in and listen live on Tuesday or Wednesday night. The Tuesday night number is 858-357-9137, and that begins at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Our Wednesday night number is 916-588-9688, and that begins at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Every second and fourth Sunday, you can listen live at 2:15 p.m. on the Wednesday night number. Special prayer requests can be emailed to fghprayer@yahoo.com or written to Full Gospel House of Prayer, P.O. Box 1366, North Highland, California, 95660. We also have a website, and that's fullgospelhouse.org. At Full Gospel House of Prayer Second Extension, we also meet every second and fourth Sunday at 1:30 p.m. The address for us is 2800 West Rumble Road. That's in Modesto, California, inside the multi-purpose room. Our next in-person services are September 22nd and October 13th. We do have a special announcement. Full Gospel House of Prayer is going to be having a revival on September 14th. It will be located in Mobile, Alabama, inside the Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Building. The address is 606 St. Francis Street. That's in Mobile, Alabama, again, September 14th at 4 p.m. If you're in the area or you have friends and family in the area, invite them out for a blessed time. There will also be live streaming at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on September 14th on this Tuesday night prayer line. I do want to inform you that we won't be having Bible study on the following days. Please pay close attention, and if you have friends or family on the prayer line, please let them know as well. We will not be having Bible study on Wednesday, September 11th, that is tomorrow, next week, Tuesday, September 17th, or Wednesday, September 18th. We will be returning to our regular Bible study schedule on Tuesday, September 24th and 25th. It is now time for our testimony. Please keep your testimonies 1 to 2 minutes or less. And please remember, mute your phones when you're not speaking. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone have a testimony tonight?
Yeah, I got one real quick, Pastor. It's Brother Ray.
Okay.
Sunday, I actually had to work, which is very odd for me to work on this stuff. I will not be missing church. I will be leaving work early, which he was okay with. But on the previous night, Saturday, I actually got blessed with my catering with a $50 tip, which I missed hours that I was home, that I was going to take off from work early. God's got me covered. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight? If there isn't any more testimonies, we're going to go into the Word of God. Father, I thank you for your word tonight, your word of encouragement. Oh, Father, your word has a destiny call upon the lives of your people. There's a destiny call tonight, ordained by God, God's intention, predestined by God, decreed by God for the people of God who's prepared to go forward. This is a destiny call for them, oh, Father. And I thank you, Father. Anytime you prepare a destiny call for a person, Father, you're in control. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for anointing this word, breathing and make and causing life to come forth. In Jesus' name, I praise you for it. In the name of Jesus. You have your Bibles. Will you please turn to Isaiah 43, verses 18 and 19. And Revelation 21 and 5. This is Isaiah 43, verse 18 and 19. Revelation 21, verse 5. Get those two books. Could you please say amen?
Amen.
This word is an encouraging word for the ones that the Spirit of the Lord is calling, a destiny call, a work that's ordained by God, predestined by God for you, foreordained by God. Your future, the Spirit of God has total control over it. And God wants you just to believe tonight that in those areas of your life where there has been handicaps and obstacles and hindrance and barriers and disadvantage and all kind of blockage and defects, the Spirit of God wants you to know that there's a destiny call over you, and he's the one going to bring it to pass. And we're going to begin with Isaiah 43, verse 18 and 19, please.
Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert.
This is encouraging word. This word is so profound because we as Full Gospel House of Prayer seen that happen. In our last fast, he gave me this word, and he said he's going to do a new thing, and I didn't, you know how the Spirit of God, you have to trust him. He don't give you all the bits and pieces. He give you that he wants you to have, but you got to trust him. He don't give you the whole picture. He give you bits and pieces. And so the Spirit of God had to me announce that he was going to do something that human was not going to stop. And anytime God has a destiny call over your life, things I want you to be encouraged. He said, his yoke is easy and his burdens, they are light. His yoke, they're easy. His burdens are light. And the Spirit of God wants you to know tonight, if he has a destiny call, you have to go forward and not backwards. You have to let go of those things that's in the past. You can't change the past, thanks of God. The only one can give you a fresh start is who? It's God. So this is what God wants you to be encouraged tonight. He's saying don't cling to the events of the past or dwell on what happened long ago. He said watch for the new thing I'm going to do. God's going to do this for you. He said, it's happening already. He said, can't you see it? He said, I'll make a road through the wilderness. Not you. God will make a road through a wasteland, an uncultivated place. a place that's been barren and dry. He said, I will cause a road for you to go through. When it looks like everything is dried up and people are watching you, saints of God, they're wondering, what are they going to do now? Everything looks bad. They're in a place where everything is dried up. That's a wilderness where there's nothing cultivated. Everything looks in a bare space to you. But God said, I will make a road. That means God has a location. He said, I'll make a road, and I will give you water there. That means that he's going to make that road for you, open up that road for you to get through, and he's going to cause water to rain on that particular place, that thing, whatever. He's going to bring water to bring life to the situations in your life that will cause growth to come forth. Anytime there's water around you, there's life, thanks to God. He's going to treat everything that needs to be cured. And the Spirit of God said, I'm going to do this. Meaning he's going to unfold many things for you. Meaning the thing that has been a disadvantage for you, he's going to give you the advantage. Meaning when there have been deficiencies around you, you know how the gangsters and how the lookers look on. They see you under strain. They see you overwhelmed. They see all the restrictions around you. And they see all the weak spots. You know how the devil highlights the weak spots in our life. And everyone has weak spots in their lives. That they have to trust God. They see the deficiency. And what the enemy does, he moves in those areas to make you think things are not going to change for you. But I want you to know the devil is a liar. And you have to stand on the word of God. If there's a destiny call on your life, that means that the Spirit of God has commissioned you to do something in the earth. You're called by God, and the Holy Spirit has ordained that call. That means that the intentions of God is over your life. That means it's predestined by God. That means it's foreordained by God. And if all of this is a God thing, nothing gonna stop it, saints of God. I want you to be encouraged. We had an obstacle came. And the Lord showed me in advance of the obstacles. See, God is a good God. He said he revealed it to his servants afar off. But you got to stand and trust God. And when God showed me this thing, he always gave a witness. He gave witness, had some people to understand what was going to happen. But keep your eyes on the Lord. Because God going to make something better for us. God did that within 2 days. He changed everything. Yoke is easy. Burdens is light. And those that probably was looking on was probably astonished. How did God move so fast? When there were people that set up the hindrance, that was going to make it difficult. But the Spirit of God, I want you to be encouraged tonight. He moved every disadvantage. He moved everything was trying to draw back. He moved every restriction. He moved everything that was designed for us to be weighed down. The Spirit of God moved in such smooth transition. He moves so beautifully. I want you to know his yoke is easy. His burdens, they're light. And all you have to do is what? Trust God. Let go. Whatever is in the past, it's in the past. And if you've been faithful to God, see, saints, the word of God says, if we're willing and obedient, that we shall eat the good of the land. I'm not talking about works. I'm talking about being obedient to God, to what he tells you to do. I'm not about works. Works without faith is dead. I'm talking about being obedient. So many times people get it so twisted. If you're obedient, the word of God said, you shall eat the good of the land. That means when somebody's throwing a rock at you, no, they don't throw rocks anymore. They throw rockets at you if they possibly can. They throw anything at you to make it difficult to hold you back. That means God, get involved, saints of God. And he will cause things to happen for you. He said, I'll make a road through the wilderness. And I'll give you water there. He's not going to just make a road and not make provision. He's going to make a road and also make provision for you to live, to thrive, to do well. All you have to do is what? Be obedient. Just put your seatbelt on and let him do the driving. But so many of us want to do the driving. It's something about resting in the Lord. It's something about standing still and seeing the salvation of the Lord. It means that when you look around and things are working against you, the Spirit of God will turn things upside down for you. Why? Because the destiny call in your life. He will go into that place and bring life where there's a disease situation. You know what a disease situation is? Something that seems like it can't go through treatment. But I want you to know, the Holy Ghost will treat everything that seemed to be disease in your life tonight. That means something that seemed uncurable, things that's falling apart, things that's barren. God's word will go before you, saints of God. God's word will go before you and cause that thing that looked disease. You know when people think they have the upper hand on you? They think they're going to control things. But I want you to know tonight, they didn't fling the stars in the sky. They didn't make this earth. He said he formed the earth. He created the elements. He created man. Don't you be fearful of people, saints of God. He's the Lord God that created them. He allowed them to breathe his breath. They're not in control. God wants you to know, I'm watching over my word to perform it for you. He said this thing gonna happen for you, and you got to see it by faith. What is seeing it by faith? In your mind's eye, you just can visualize it. You just can see it. I just could see it. And I went into it at fast, and it got so vivid to me. And I began to praise God. I said, oh, God, that spirit think it's going to overpower. But the Spirit of God said, I'm in control of this situation. I'm in control of everything. I'm in control of the device that's working against you. I want you to know tonight, this is the time for a fresh start. And every demonic spirit and every demon, everything that's set up against you, everything that incensed against you, the Spirit of God says to you tonight, it's going to happen. I'm going to make a road for you. It may look like a wilderness, but I'm going to set it up and open it up. And I'm going to do what? Rain on that place. I'm going to bring life to that place. The thing that has restricted you, the thing that has been a strain on you, had you weighted down, overwhelmed, I'm going to take the load, because this is my call on your life. There are those that God has commissioned. I'm telling you, saints of God, has commissioned to go forth in this hour. And there's a call on your life. And when God commissioned, what does he do? He go in and he set you up. He prepare you by the Holy Spirit. That's what he did for the disciple. You can read it in the book of Mark. When Jesus came to them after the resurrection, He's told them to go into the world and to preach the gospel. He said, if you believe, I'm going to baptize, and I'm going to save them. They don't believe not. He said, they shall be damned. He said, signs shall follow them what? Who believe. He said, in my name, they're going to cast out devil. In his name, not your name. In my name, they're going to cast out devil. They're going to speak with new tongues. They're going to take up serpents. They're going to drink, and deadly poison will not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. He commissioned them. He didn't just send them out. He filled them with his spirit. And I'm telling you tonight, it's a destiny call on those that has been ordained by God, been commissioned by God to do kingdom work. And every obstacle that came against the disciple, the Spirit of God intervened. Every obstacle that came against the disciple, the Spirit of God intervened. You are the disciple of Christ Jesus. And God wants you to know your future is in his hand. And I don't care what try to come against destiny. It cannot stop destiny. Destiny is your future. It can't stop destiny. All you have to do is believe. All you have to do is trust God. And we're going to see it by the word of God. Revelation 21 and 5, please.
And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful.
This is what God said. He said, I sit on the throne, and I, God, make all things new. He said, write this, because these words are true, and you can trust them. I want you to know God's word is surety. If God tell you something, expect it to happen. Things I expect it to happen. If God speak to me by his word, I expect it to happen. He said in this word, I'm reliable. I'm trustworthy. It's going to happen because destiny over you. It shall come about. That's what this word is saying. It shall come about. And this is a word of encouragement to you and your future. I don't care what try to stand up against you. When there's a destiny call over your life, when God has commissioned you to do something, there's going to be all kinds of hindrance going to come. There were all kinds of hindrance came against the disciple. There was all kinds of things came to work against them. Nothing works, thanks to God. Absolutely zero. When Paul received a prophecy not to go to a certain place, the man placed a girdle on him, told Paul what they was going to do to him. And Paul shook it off because he was willing to die for Christ. He said, I'm going anyway. He went through, but the Spirit of God capsized everything that came against Paul. Everything that came against Paul, the Spirit of God capsized. Everything, that thing went down, and Paul went forth. I want you to be encouraged tonight as never before. God has opened up places for you. The events of your life is being changed by God. He's the one that's in control of the direction. He's the one that has the connection. He's the one that's opened doors. He's the one that's going to allow you to enter into these doors. All you have to do is what? Trust God. Get in the car. Put the seatbelt on. Let him drive. That's all he wants you to do. Don't rebel against God. Don't try to take control of God. Anytime we try, he always moves another way because he's God. He's not going to allow flesh to be glorified. He's God. We sit down, we ought to be planners, but God has the last word over everything, when there's a destiny call over your life, it's already done. It's already set up. It's predestined for you tonight. It's a divine, predestined is a divine decree by God, foreordained. All you have to do is trust him by faith. I had to trust him by faith. And I had like-minded people around me. Because they're seeing God do so many things, those that are part of this particular body. They're seeing God do the impossibility. They seeing God have us to move in an area that it didn't look good. It was nothing but pimps and prostitutes. But God is concerned about the pimps and the prostitutes. He said, I want you to go there, and I want you to minister. He gave me favor with a Russian man that owned the place. Spirit of God moved. The pimps and the prostitutes came into the building. There were prostitutes whose children was in CPS. Spirit of God gave them a word that the Spirit of God gonna give them a chance to be a parent again. And that following Sunday, that woman came in with, I think she had 4 or 5 children, came in with all of her children, where CPS has taken them from her. Moved so fast. We seen it with our own eyes, how we fed them, how the Spirit of God allowed us to do that. And when it was time to go, the Russian man said, my whole business has been changed, Pastor Smith. Please don't go. What can I do to make you stay? I said, the Spirit of God said, I must go. That's what Jesus did. He was unlimited. He wasn't in a box. And God had me to announce to the church, because it was ordained to leave that place, to tell the church, we won't be here next Sunday. They said, well, where are we going? I said, God is in control. Spirit of God had me on a fast, led me, and put us in a beautiful building. I'm telling you, you got to trust God when there's a destiny call on your life. God is concerned about people. He said, I left the 99 to see about that one. He allowed us to be in that area. And the Spirit of God will allow me to see one of my ex-clients. And she was also Sister Tamara Klein. And had me to pray for this young lady that was prostituting. See, I had to be in that spot to pray for that child that was on the block. Beautiful girl. I had been her social worker. But I'm telling you, saints of God, we need to get out the box. Spirit of God is unlimited. Spirit of God can go into places if you are our destiny. A destiny call to take you over. Spirit of God is concerned about mankind. The Spirit of God is concerned about his sheep tonight. And God wants you to know tonight, everything that want to handicap you, anything that want to overwhelm you, anything that want to prevent you, the Spirit of God says tonight is a destiny call on you. And Revelation 21:5 said, I will make things new. All you have to do is trust the Lord. God has a peculiar people. Those who know that God is unlimited and trust God wherever he has ordained for them to be, that God is with me. They are not in fear, but they know God is with me. They know that the opposition is going to come, because the devil hates anyone that will get deliverance. He wants people to stay in bondage. But there are men and women who have jumped out the box, and the world is their pulpit. And they're a moving by the Spirit of God. That's what Jesus did. When he was completed with one place, he went to another and another. They that received him, they were blessed. They that did not, he shook the dust off his feet. But he kept on moving. He kept it moving, thanks to God. So many people are stagnant in this hour. But I want you to know tonight, you can't put the Spirit of God in a box. A room can't hold him. He dwells inside of humans. His spirit dwells inside of you. A building can't hold the Spirit of God. God is too great. But so many people put limitations on the Lord. And then as they grow, get older, they wish they had it done. It's too late then. They sit back in their memory bank. And they say, I could have done that. I should have done that. Oh, it's over with. It's time to work while it's day. For night come, and no man can work. Night is coming. It's approaching. We see it by the word, by the system of this world. Night is approaching. And there's a destiny call upon those that God said, my hand is on you. There's a impending course and future over you that I'm going to unfold if you just trust me. God always unfolds things when he see there's faith. Faith unfolds things, thanks to God. And this is a word of encouragement tonight. Everything that God says is going to take place in your life, every event, every course, every outcome already set up by God. It's a destiny call in your life. So I'm encouraging you tonight. Don't fret the enemy. He said, fret not thyself because of what? Evildoers. Don't fret the enemy. That's the purpose of why Jesus came, to destroy the works of the devil. Don't fret the enemy. Spirit of God has control over the enemy. You just what? Obey God. And what happened? Everything that has been divine, decreed over your life, foreordained, Spirit of God will cause those things to manifest. It's time for what? Manifestation. And there are those who's going to obey. Everybody's not going to rebel against the word of God. Everyone is not going to be in fear. God has a people that's fearless, and they trust God to make all things new. Because what? He's trustworthy. He's reliable. You can depend on God. You can't even depend on yourself. You can depend on God. And if God says opportunity to start fresh for you, promise you, it shall happen. Yoke is easy, burdens are light. Yoke easy, his burdens are light. All he wants you to do is what? Go forward and not backwards. Be quiet. Because you can't change the past. I don't care what you've gone through, how you may have made mistakes, how you may have stumbled, how you may have missed the mark. God is a God of new beginning. He's an equal opportunity God, that's for sure. And when he said to you tonight, don't allow your past to control me, because I'm God. I'm in control of the past and the future. I'm God. He's saying tonight, let me give you a fresh start. It's a time of refreshing. A fresh start is a time of refreshing. There are those that God's hands is on heavy, and this is such a time as never before. for saints are going into the deep. They're coming out of the shallow water. There are some that's afraid to go into the deep. They want to stay in the shallow water. Don't judge. Leave them alone. If it's for you to go into the deep things of God, He shall prepare you. But there are some that don't want to and never will. They want to stay in the shallow because they think it's safe. But I know that I know that I know there are those that have jumped out the box and said the world is God's pulpit. And the Spirit of God is telling them tonight, go out in the highways and the byways and compel them to come. And I want you to know tonight, He's not going to bring you to shame. He's going to come against everything that will come against you. And you're going to come out on top. You're going to come out blessed, thanks to God. Why? Because it's a God thing. God said, I'm setting this up. I'm on my throne. And I will make all things new. He wants you to be encouraged tonight. I always like to encourage the people of God. It doesn't mean that you don't go through difficulties. All the disciples, anyone that's a kingdom worker faces difficulties, but it don't stop them. Why? Because God is on their side. God confronts the enemy for you. All He wants you to do is obey Him. He goes into that place and cause things to open up for you. The actions of God give you direction. He connects you with every person, place, or thing. Is already, the dots are already filled in. He is the one that connects. He opened doors and give you access to entrance tonight. And all He wants you to do is just obey Him and trust Him. And I promise you by His word, this is His word. It's nothing made up. It's the word of God. He did it for Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob when He would have them gone from place to place. Everything that tried to stop them, God stopped it. Why? They had a destiny call on their lives. And what was so beautiful about it, they weren't seeking wealth, but they became wealthy anyway. Because they were seekers of God. Isn't God beautiful? He has a plan that's so good and it will not fail. When God is the one and the presence of God is over everything in your life, He said, don't worry. And I said, so I shall not be moved. Be moved by the Holy Ghost. Because why? He will guide you with His counsel. His counsel is His word. He will guide you with His counsel. It's His word. His word gives instruction to teach where to go. It guides. It leads. You trusted in Him tonight. And I want you to be encouraged tonight. Do anyone have need of prayer tonight? Father, in Jesus' name, there's a destiny call tonight on those who sin in their spirit. I've been in shallow waters too long. It's time to step out into the deep. And it's so beautiful when we begin to step out by faith. Spirit of God won't bring us to shame. The Spirit of God won't put yokes over us. Yoke is easy, burdens are light. Why? It's a destiny call on your people. And so, Father, I thank You for unfolding those things, oh God, in their future because of their obedience. Those things that have been predestined before the foundation of the world, before they became. The intention of God is over them tonight. And God, I just give You praise and thanksgiving that the Spirit of God is going to give somebody a fresh start tonight. Those things that had handicapped them with hindrance and obstacles caused disadvantage over their lives. baggage that drew them backwards. Tonight they're going forward in Jesus' name. For the Spirit of God has control over those defects, those weak spots, those deficiencies, oh God. It can't prevent destiny call tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you tonight that the Spirit of God will guide them into those places, oh God. Give them direction, Holy Spirit. Cause their paths, oh God, to have a light over tonight. Preserve them going out and coming in, oh Father Jesus. Keep them in those paths, oh God, that you have set forth for them. I thank you for the Spirit of God to come against everything that would desire to hinder them tonight. That the Spirit of God overthrow every power of darkness. That the Spirit of God overtake everything that desire to hinder them tonight. That the Spirit of God will build them up tonight. That the Spirit of God cause them to be triumphed tonight in Christ. Father, I thank you tonight that the Spirit of God will cause them to be in a place, oh God, where they're girded up in you. That the Spirit of God will heal them from everything, every affliction, everything that will cause them to draw backwards. That the Spirit of God will heal them tonight in the name of Jesus. That the Spirit of God will loose them from everything that would imprison them tonight in Jesus' name. That the righteousness of God go before them and cause them to come out of places, oh God, that has had them bound up and chained up. Set them free tonight by the Spirit of the Word, the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father, in the cross. And I thank you tonight, Father Jesus, that the Spirit of God will heal their past in Jesus' name and give them a fresh start in the name of Jesus. Your word says so, Father. There come a time of refreshes in the book of Acts. Father, it's a time of refreshing over someone's life tonight. And I thank you, oh Father Jesus, that you dwell in them. You say the Holy Ghost dwell in these temples. Father, because you dwell in them, you're going to lead them. You're going to guide them. You're going to speak to them, oh Father. And you're going to do the impossibility for them by faith. And I thank you, oh Father Jesus, that every path, every place that's been destined by God, that the Spirit of God will put them in those places that's already set up. And it's located by the Holy Ghost before they were born. In Jesus' name, overrule every power of darkness that would desire to trick them, to trap them. Father, I thank you for lifting their feet up out of the traps of Satan. Everything that Satan would try to web them in, clip the web tonight in Jesus' name. Set them free to do destiny work in Jesus' name. I thank you for the healing verses of Jesus to go forth and do the impossibility for them by faith in Jesus' name. We pray tonight, Father, for the homeless, for those that don't have places to dwell in. Oh, Father, I thank you for the fish and loaves. As I was listening tonight, how they feed over 1,000 people per day. Bless the fish and loaves tonight in Jesus' name. They need just simple things. They need toilet tissue. Father, I thank you. They're standing believing you that the Spirit of God will cause people to drop toilet tissue to that facility because they're doing a great work. They're feeding over 1,000 people a day. They have the muster school where children is living in shelters, living in cars, where they can continue having education. Bless the fish and loaves tonight in Jesus' name. It's a massive problem in the state of California. The homeless problem is out of control. I call on the name of Jesus that you go into those places, oh God, where the homeless are. You say the poor will always be among us. There are some people that the Spirit of God has anointed them to prosper, but there are those that are stuck, that someone have to give a helping hand. Jesus, move in those areas, God. Those areas full of homeless. consciousness. Let conscious be awakened tonight. Awaken our conscience tonight, Father. We need an awakening in our conscience, oh God. We have seen it so much, oh Father. Our conscience is seared. But Father Jesus, go into those places, oh God, and circumcise our hearts. Because things could change in our lives. Our lives can change daily, by the minute. But I thank you tonight that someone conscious is being awakened tonight, that hearts are being circumcised tonight, that the spirit of compassion, of concern, Father, you have things concerned with compassion, oh God. They are limited, but you're unlimited, God. Move into those places, God, where the hearts are stirred tonight. Because, Father, we be a blessing to someone. When our times of need, that door is always open. There's always refuge. Jesus, I plead in Jesus' name that the Spirit of God will move over this prayer. Minister to the needs of those that are sick and afflicted. Father, I thank you tonight. You said all sickness was not unto death. Those places that the Spirit of God must cure, go into those places and cure where doctors are limited tonight. In Jesus' name, those ones on jobs that's going through, being overwhelmed on their job. Father, move in those places against that hard taskmaster tonight and give them release tonight in Jesus' name. Those children that's out of control, families have lost and they're at their wit ends. Minister to the need of the children that's rebellious tonight. So they can be blessed, Father. Save and deliver them. You say children that obey their father and their mother have long life and are prosperous. You want to prosper these disobedient children. That only you can go into that place where their parents can't go, Father. Minister to the need of the one on machine, the one that's going through all kind of procedures, and it's not working for them. Have mercy tonight in Jesus' name. And I thank you for home to come into a place of reconciliation tonight. That's what Jesus did. He came to reconcile us back to God. I thank you for the spirit of reconciliation in the earth tonight. In the name of Jesus, open up impossible doors. Cause an open door for those that need to walk through tonight by the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Save the unsaved. Draw them in by your spirit. Cause the backslider to return back to God. Those prodigal sons and daughters tonight. And God, I'm going to praise you for it. I'm going to thank you, Father, that you move into those places of incarceration. Those that's going through, don't have lawyers, don't have good lawyers. Let justice prevail for those who can't speak for themselves. Let justice prevail. You came, God, for the oppressed. That's the reason why Jesus came, for the oppressed. Do what we can't do for ourselves, oh God. And we thank you tonight, who the Son set free is free indeed. And we thank you that we stand on your word. We are free indeed because Jesus, the cross and his resurrection. And we give you thanksgiving for those that have a destiny call over their lives. That the spirit of failure be stopped through the blood of Jesus. That they will go forth and do great exploit in Jesus' name. Be blessed, thanks of God. You that have a destiny call over your life, you're going to gain. God is with you. Every hindrance, every obstacle, every barrier, every defect, the spirit of God shall bring prevention for you. He's a God that know how to prevent the enemy from prospering. He's God. And he don't need our help. We have to trust him because he's trustworthy. Be blessed in Jesus' name.
your power in me. Oh, let your glory reign in me. Your power in me. Oh, let your glory reign in me. Yeah.
Enlarge yourself within me.
Increase your power.
Increase your power in me.
Let your glory. What I wanna, 'cause God is
gaining more ground.
God is gaining more ground, yeah. Yeah, man, I can't do what I wanna, go where I wanna. I can't even think what I wanna, 'cause God is
gaining more ground.
Do what only you can do, Lord.
Like you,
peace like you,
Lord.
Enlarge yourself in
been listening to Breaking Chains with God's Prayer House on YAP Radio, where we give praise and worship to the Lord and bring the Word of God. You can call in your testimony and your prayer request at 858-357-9137 every Tuesday and catch the live stream at www.blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio. That's Breaking Chains, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the Truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.